Griffin Poetry Prize 2006, Judges Citation. Elizabeth Winslow, translating from the Arabic, by Dunya Mikhail. We know that Dunya Mikhail was raised in Saddam's Iraq and sent into exile to follow the news of its devastation from afar. So the very first line of "The War Works Hard" comes as a surprise. What good luck! The second line crystallizes both the contemporary reality and Mikhail's sensibility. She has found his bones. In her poems, war is a monstrous fact of ordinary life, and her particular skill is the invention of unadorned images that capture the often unexpected human responses. Brecht wrote, "We'd all be human if we could," and Mikhail, despite all the contrary evidence, shows that we can, and sometimes are. These are political poems, without political rhetoric. Arabic poems, without Arabic poetical flourishes. An exile's letter, with neither nostalgia nor self-pity. An excavation of the ruins of her homeland, where the Sumerian goddess Inanna is followed on the next page by the little American devil, Lindy England. In Elizabeth Winslow's perfect translations, poetry takes on its ancient function of restoring meaning to the language. Here is the war in Iraq in English, without a single lie. The War Works Hard. Elizabeth Winslow, translating from the Arabic, by Dunya Mikhail.
The war works hard. How magnificent the war is, how eager and efficient. Early in the morning, it wakes up the sirens and dispatches ambulances to various places, swings corpses through the air, rolls stretchers to the wounded, summons rain from the eyes of mothers, digs into the earth, dislodging many things from under the ruins. Some are lifeless and glistening, others are pale and still throbbing. It produces the most questions in the minds of children, entertains the gods by shooting fireworks and missiles into the sky, sows mines in the fields and reaps punctures and blisters, urges families to emigrate, stands beside the clergymen as they curse the devil. Poor devil, he remains, with one hand in the searing fire. The war continues working day and night. It inspires tyrants to deliver long speeches, awards medals to generals and themes to poets. It contributes to the industry of artificial limbs, provides food for flies, adds pages to the history books, achieves equality between killer and killed, teaches lovers to write letters, accustoms young women to waiting, fills the newspapers with articles and pictures, builds new houses for the orphans, invigorates the coffin makers, gives gravediggers a pat on the back, and paints a smile on the leader's face. The war works with unparalleled diligence, yet no one gives it a word of praise.
كم هي مجدة الحرب ونشطة وبارعة منذ الصباح الباكر تبعث سيارات إسعاف إلى مختلف الأمكنة تؤرجح جثثا في الهواء تزحلق نقالات إلى الجرحى تستدعي مطرا من عيون الأمهات تحفر في التراب تخرج أشياء كثيرة من تحت الأنقاض أشياء جامدة براقة وأخرى باهتة ما زالت تنبض تأتي بالمزيد من الأسئلة إلى أذهان الأطفال تسلي الآلهة بإطلاق صواريخ وألعاب نارية في السماء.
The War Works Hard. Elizabeth Winslow, translating from the Arabic, by Dunya Mikhail.